This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and just some other matters we can address. I think my favorite would be start with the one that's taking place at the moment. Show you just this is why you need to read widely. You have to have now, and thank goodness if more information is available on wider set of sources, but our national newspaper, the Globe and Mail, here's their headline, Trump to end Syria sanctions and meet with leader in major policy shift. And that should be a keeper. I guess maybe there are these papers, what is it, The Beaver puts up satirical material on this, and there are other sites that, but this is actually quite comical because, of course, instead of being a shift in policy, it is nailing down a policy, a successful policy, a plan, a strategy, years in the making under both Democratic and Republican leaders in the United States, which was to sanction Syria, see if it's in medieval terms, they called it a siege, and you starve people until they quit resisting. That was the strategy. And then further to the strategy, via Turkey and other sources, arms were provided to an avowedly Islamic group, which, by the way, I think is probably a misnomer, because actually they seem to be a type of mercenary with camouflage of Islamic ideology of an extreme form. But they made themselves they worked for money. They were paid. The mercenaries were paid more than soldiers in the Syrian army. They were paid by these wonderful people in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, and all the intelligence work was done by the U.S. and the modalities, I guess you could say, what we used to call logistics. Billions were spent guaranteeing that the eventual destruction of the Syrian Republic and its replacement by a bona fide terrorist. I say bona fide in the sense that there was international consensus, United Nations, everybody agreed that the group was terrorist and the individual leading it was a terrorist. But now he's salt of the earth and a regular fellow and a good friend. And so-called, this is not a major policy shift. This is frosting on the cake. And it was many years in the baking. And so this is allegedly something dramatic. Nothing could be further from the truth, actually. What's emerging is has to be faced. There's been a situation as we know it in Gaza today where they keep talking there might be some kind of negotiation or something. Meanwhile, the bombing continues, and we're hearing hints that the Trump plan would be for the removal. All of this when you talk about population transfers, that is one of the elements of genocide. So they're talking about this moving the Gazans to Libya. Of course, they have other plans. They talk about Egypt or maybe Jordan or some such place. But it's all cold-blooded. It's like you're at the meeting when someone's setting up a concentration camp, and we're all just talking about it in terms of practicalities. Well, should we put it on the east side of town, the north side of town, et cetera, this discussion. And we want to underline, this is the Taylor Report, CIUT, 89.5 FM, we would underline that all along, there's been a fly in the ointment in terms of finding solutions. And it was there to be seen, if you were just looking at it and not listening to all the pundits of the world, the discussion of resolution of this has been always in the hands of the United States. It was the U.S. and Qatar and the UAE and Saudi Arabia, but primarily Qatar, the one that would be the country that just gifted a $450 million or whatever it is, plane to Donald Trump, which is an open scandal, but in the U.S., scandals have become so mainstream now that people barely blink. I think that they're saturated with scandal. But so Qatar was the home base of the group called Hamas. That is, they have had a spokesperson there and handlers there from the beginning. And if you didn't notice that that was a problem, well, you must have been kind of deluded. Qatar provided funding, according to the two prime ministers prior to Netanyahu. They were the conduits for Qatar money to go to the group called Hamas. And now we're in a situation where the negotiations for the resolution, that the grisly one, is through Qatar. And this is the hub of the issue. The Americans actually control the board, if you don't know, if you haven't thought about it. If you have negotiations and the parties are the United States, Qatar, Hamas, and Israel, that means that the most powerful of that little gang is Washington. And if you actually wanted a resolution, you would have to go back. If you want a proper one that would be permanent and which rights would be protected, you'd have to go to that institution, which was created by the victors in World War II, and go by the resolutions of that body, and all negotiations be passed through it. But this is a great power that reserves to itself the right to negate international organizations such as the United Nations. So if we don't have, another way to put this is, unless you have other members of the Security Councils who are not under the thumb of the U.S., that is to say simply China and Russia, unless they are part of the agreement, the agreement is going to be an American-driven agreement. And that's where the focus of our attention should be if we want actual peace and security for the people of that region. So this has been, according to Pedro, if he's got me right, the Taylor Report. And lucky you, Steve Friedman's going to be coming up, 33, 45, 78. And hey, remember, fundraising, Taylor Report, CIUT.fm. You can start on it right now if you want. Go to CIUT.fm. But we're going to be working on it, I think, beginning next week. And we know we're going to get a lot of support. So start early, CIUT.fm, and donate. Mention Taylor Report.